From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Following President Trump's move to slap tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum exports, China may retaliate by levying $2 billion in tariffs on U.S. agricultural exports. Capital Public Radio's Julia Mietrich has more on what that could mean for California.
The U.S. has competitors for every ag product it exports. California wines compete with wines from New Zealand and Chile. So if China hits the U.S. with a 15% tariff on wine, that's a problem. Dan Sumner, UC Davis agricultural economist, explains.
We may think California wine is special, but not everybody does. And if it's 15% more expensive than it used to be because of the tariff, there'll be a substantial reduction in how much gets sold in China.
Sumner says potential Chinese tariffs would hurt California's tree nut growers more than its wine producers. Nearly all U.S. pistachios are grown in the San Joaquin Valley. 70% are exported. In 2016, the value of pistachios sold to China was $530 million, nearly four times the value of wine exports. Richard Matoyan heads the American Pistachio Growers. He says it's not clear if China will hit back with tariffs on U.S. ag exports, but even the prospect is raising alarm among California's pistachio growers.
Certainly when you have a large market like China, you would hate to lose even a portion of it because the time and effort you used to get that country opened up.
Many California growers see China as an expanding market. Ag economist Dan Sumner says they worry U.S.-China trade disputes will disrupt sales by making things unpredictable, even before actual tariffs go into effect. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mietrich.
Find more on this and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.